Bezos Hashem Yisbarich, the halacha topic from Daf Peches is the topic of bittul by Karban Pesach, as well as in Yana Diyoma Klal Yisrael, the streets of Israel here are alive with the banging of the nails, wooden nails and metal nails, depending v'amei v'nyavim, whether you follow the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, with sukkahs. And what we're going to discuss is how the halachos of bittul from Karban Pesach, as well as bittul by Schach, are part and parcel of today's daf. The Gemara on the bottom of Peches Amabez describes, about 12 lines from the bottom, the Braisa that states, Chamisha shenis arvu oros pischeim zebezeh, v'nimtza yaveles be'echad man. If there is a mixture of carbonos psachim that are mixed up, Kulan Yatsun LeBeis HaSreifa, all of them have to be taken away to the Beis HaSreifa and cannot be eaten if one of them has a mum, Upturim Milasos Pesach Sheni. However, at the same time, one is exempt from bringing a second Karban Pesach if you're the owner of one of those five Karbanos. And the reason for that, the Gemara says, was because at the time of the Zrika, no one is aware of that blemish. And since no one was aware of that blemish, that carbon, all five of them, we thought were kosher, and we learn a big chiddush in the sugya that that's enough in terms of the halachos of Karban Pesach. There is a famous kasha that is posed by the Chavos Das in Simin Kuf Aleph on this Gemara, and that is that if we view the Karban Pesach as being kosher because B'shas Zrika, we were not aware of any type of blemish, then why is it that the Karbanos cannot even be eaten as a Karban Pesach? At the end of the day, asks the Chavos Das, we have a concept from the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Yud Aleph, and that is Bittul Beroiv. We learn from Achrei Rabin Lahatos that we follow the majority. And if we have a mixture of what's referred to in Yaradeya and Kuf Aleph over there as Yavesh b'yavesh, the halacha is that we say bittul b'rov. The majority dominates. And therefore, once we're saying that there is a mixture over here, why do we not allow the concept of bittul b'rov to tell us that this every carbon we have to assume is kosher, we follow the majority, and therefore every owner could eat his carbon pesach. This kasha of the Chavos Das was made famous in the yeshivas by the response of the tshuvas Oneg Yom Tov. The Oneg Yom Tov in Simin Dalid introduced a famous yisod that we've discussed in the past in Halacha from the Daily Daf. And that is the Oneg Yom Tov suggested that bittul can only work in one direction, the direction of making an isur, if you will, disappear, that we don't focus on it and we follow the majority. However, bittul cannot create something else. Bittul is about assimilation. We have no reason to assume, since it is a minority, that the Karban Pesach that you're holding now is the Karban Pesach that has a problem, that had a mum. And for that reason, we don't assume that this is possible. However, when it comes to certain mitzvos, there it's not enough just simply to say it's not an iser. The classic example of the Oneg Yom Tov is what happens if you have strands of tzitzis. Some of them were spun lishma and some were not. Says the Oneg Yom Tov that the halacha is that bittul cannot work if you have a mixture of tzitzis that were spun lishma and those that were not, because it's bittul is not simply about removing the negative identity of an item, but here there's something that's positive that's needed, which is that these were spun lishma. Bittul cannot make it as if they were spun lishma. A brilliant idea of the Oneg Yom Tov. There are many who fight about whether the Oneg Yom Tov is correct, whether it's accepted lahalacha. However, what's less known is that the Oneg Yom Tov actually connects to today's daf. The Oneg Yom Tov goes to our sugya and says that's the answer to the Chavos Das's kasha. For a Karban Pesach to be a Karban Pesach that one can eat, it's not simply that the Karban Pesach is not one that's possible. Karban Pesach has to be a positive identity of a carbon that was appropriately brought and then it could be eaten as a Korban Pesach. Bittel says that we could ignore the fact that it's an Isur, but leaving aside the Isur of Kodshim, at the same time, you need the positive mitzvah, the positive identity of a Korban Pesach. That Bittel cannot create. Ad kan divrei ha'oinig Yom Tov. Now, as we begin to celebrate the Yom Tov and Sukkos, in fact, I am recording this on the road, going from Ramat Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim, to the chasana of Rabbi Yonatan Hirshhorn, and the streets are alive with sukkahs, with schach, and I'm sure there's kosher schach, and there's not kosher schach. What would the halacha be if one had schach that was put on the sukkah, and included in the schach was a mixture of kosher schach and not kosher schach? In Simen Tuf Reish Chof Vav, the Ramah on the complicated sugya of Bishechovton from the Gemara and Sukkah on Daf Tes quotes different opinions. If you have a sukkah that is under a tree, can one say that if there is a majority of schach kosher, that we ignore the schach posel from the tree above? Of course, you know halacha lemaisa that we will not put a kosher sukkah under a tree. However, what happens if you have the branches of the tree lower down, as the Gemara describes, b'shechavton, and mixed up with schach kosher? The simple reading of Rashi on Daf Tes in Maseches Sukkah is then, if the majority is of schach kosher, then we say bittel. We say that the minority of schach posel that comes from the tree is going to be ignored. However, the Mishnah Berurah on the Ramban, Siman Tuf Reish Chavav, quotes the Magen Avram that halacha lemaisa disagrees. The Magen Avram says that we will never allow for schach kosher to take schach posel, and bittel allow one to use the schach posel and turn it into schach kosher. The Rambam has a very similar position, if I'm not mistaken, in Perek Dalid Halacha Yugimel in Hilchos Sukkah. And when I learned the sugya with Rav Yisrael Balsam, he suggested, and we saw that Rav Soloveitchik Zichrono Livracha also suggested, that the Hesber in the Shitas HaRambam is this exact svara of the Oneg Yom Tov, which emerges from today's daf. And that is that in order for one to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Sukkah, one needs to be sitting in positive schach kosher, the tzel of schach kosher. If you've just removed schach posel, you haven't created schach kosher. And therefore, you need a shiur of schach kosher from kosher schach, and not for it to be mevatel, the schach posel. Therefore, in terms of halacha lemaisa, a sukkah, according to the Magen Avram, the standard psak, a sukkah should have the amount of schach kosher that has tzilsa meruba mechamsa. It's not enough to simply say the majority is of schach kosher. It needs to be that the majority goes to the point that there's enough schach kosher to be creating all of the necessary tzel. If part of it is aided by schach posel, so then in such a case, even though the majority of schach kosher is on top of the sukkah, it's still going to be posel. If, however, the sukkah is covered with tzilsa meruba mechamsa, the majority of shade over sun from schach kosher, and there are bits and pieces of schach posel, so then in such a case, we don't need bittel to create something positive, and then in such a case, the sukkah will be kosher. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha from Daf Peches in Maseches Pesachim as we get ready for the beautiful Yom Tov of Sukkos.